Blog Talk Radio.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Ah, you think I'm stupid? You don't want to pick up because you're so cool working? Nah, you with that bullet hole face bitch that you talking about your job. I know what it is, nigga. It's alright, because you ain't coming here today. You ain't getting none of this bitch.
I'm spending all of your bread, nigga. I lay my head on your bed, nigga. She loves giving me head, nigga. I fuck the heart till she bled, nigga. I'm assed out in your crib, nigga. I'm all up in your fridge, nigga. Eating fried eggs in your grits, nigga. And you washing all of my dishes, nigga. She fucks with me cause she know I got it. She fucks with me cause she know I got it. Tryna cuff the dick cause she heard about it. Tryna cuff the dick cause she heard about it. I wash my dick in your sink, nigga. I wipe my dick on your mink, nigga. Your remote's next to my dick, nigga. And her head next to your remote, nigga. Cause in your heart you think you with her. Think she staying cause of the things you give her. Now in good dick going all up in her. You say that I ain't shit but you the dumbass nigga. She sucked my dick so good I nut it. She called the friends but them bitch rent it. She pays for dick so I charge her 100. I'm helping out cause you ain't on it. She fucks with me cause she know I got it. She fucks with me cause she know I got it. Tryna cuff the dick cause she heard about it. Tryna cuff the dick cause she heard about it.
Yes, this is your girl
Happy
Katie Cole.
Hump Day.
Hump Day Wednesday. Yo, y'all made it, man. Y'all done made it halfway through. Damn.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wednesday really feel like half of the week, like real talk.
No doubt.
Is that the part of the week where you get the most energy and shit and then you really hump?
I guess that's what it is.
Hump Day Wednesday.
It's supposed to be you get over the hump on Wednesday to make it through the rest of the week, technically.
That means you're supposed to get like a new energy.
But some people got their own meaning for it.
Some people got their own meaning for it. You right about that. What's good, people? This your girl, Kay Nicole. You know, DJ Big Stuzu in
yes.
The building. You know how we do it right here on Beast Food Radio.
I want to give a shout out to my team in the Showboat Classic, my limited team. You know what I'm saying? We was down. We was just the playoff games. We was like the last team that made the playoff. We played the number one seed, and we knocked them all. They had, you know, they got pro players from Greece and all that on their team. And I can't, you know, Big Stoolers all over Harlem. So, you know, I got a lot of boys from the west side of Harlem, even though I live on the east side of Harlem. I got a lot of boys from the west side of Harlem on my team. And then my big man couldn't even be there because he was playing the game at Dyckman. But it's all good, though, you know what I mean? But we still won. So now we move on, you know what I'm saying? It's my first unlimited team, grown man team. I'm feeling good. Look like me and Big Boo. Might be going head-to-head. The two commissioners' team might be going head-to-head. I just got to keep track. But shout-out to my boys, the Hat Boys. We did it big today. We knocked
Hat
off the
boys.
Number one seat today.
Ooh, crazy out there. Y'all better get out there, man.
Mad crowd.
108th Street, 3rd Avenue. Get out there. Showboat. Going down. And we got a lot of talk, as always. We got a gossip popping, as always. Your girl K Nicole. We got the new music. And of course, DJ Big Stu is at it again. Dropping his new joint, Beast Stu Radio, Volume 1.
Yes. Some of the hottest joints that we play on the station. You know what I'm saying? Gonna represent today. Today, Volume 1 is the East Side Movement. So it's gonna be real hot, all the hottest. Up and coming cats in East Harlem. Volume 2 is going to be a different state. You know, I'm going to be doing state to state, Beast Through Radio. That's how I'm going to be doing it. First one, I got to do my hometown first. So Beast Through Radio, Rally 1, we're going to rock that. We're going to drop that tonight.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to get into a quick music break. Then we're going to come into some more gossip.
Do you realize I dropped 5 mixtapes on them? I previewed 5 of my mixtapes that I'm dropping out.
Wow.
Back to back.
5.
Will Porter, Game Face, Little Bootsy, right?
Little Bootsy.
There's Little Bootsy exclusive, badass exclusive. That joint is hot. Exclusive joints. Smoke D, get this money, get this bread. Then this one, and then I got Famous Remixes. I got Mo Money to drop. Big shout out to Mo Money. Get ready to shoot a video tomorrow with Turk from CMB. A lot of people supposed to be there. Waka Flocka, we supposed to be in the building with a lot of people tomorrow. You know, we're going to bring the cats out to my hood. Yeah, doing it big.
Yeah, baby. That's how we do it. You know how DJ Big Stu on it, man. This nigga eat, sleep, drink. Nothing but music. Nothing but hits. This is Beef Stu Radio. It's Hump Day. Hump Day. Unfortunately, your girl Kaden Cole has a second job. And I have to work tomorrow. I have to work Saturday and Sunday. So it's not really the middle
not
of the
for
me. I'm not mad at it though. Not mad at all.
She makes a lot of money though, Kaden Cole, so I don't know. She drives a nice car, she makes a lot of money.
You don't have to tell the people what I have. You know what I'm saying? It's Hump Wednesday. Right here, Beast Stu Radio. Stu! What's new? Stu just had a crazy game in the showboat.
I'm souped up. I'm souped up. You know what I'm saying? I am crazy souped up because my team did what they had to do. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I ain't going to lie. I had walked away because I walked away.
You got that new K. Michelle jump off, right?
K. Michelle, yeah, you know. K. Nicole, K. Michelle. What the hell? All the K's. You want to play it because y'all the K's? She's fighting.
I got to mess with her.
You know she's fighting.
She's doing her thing. Fighting what?
She's fighting with somebody. I think it's Tamar Braxton.
What?
I think them two. Or is it not her? Somebody. Her or somebody. They going at it. I think it's a K. I gotta get it back to you. I'll get it back. So I want to make sure. But
she
I think it's
rowdy boy, but she's
it was her. It was her and another rowdy person. That was like, wow, they both two rowdy people. They gonna get into.
You know, one thing I would say, her music is getting out there.
Well, she got the new joint. I wish I could be better. That's what we're gonna get into right now. Beef Stu Radio.
Yeah.
Hump Day.
Hump Day.
Let's do it, y'all.
The way you look in your phone and smile, but I didn't send no message. The truth is obvious. I ain't good enough for you. Maybe it's how you smell when you get home.
Ooh, Kay Michelle.
Kay Michelle.
I like Kay Michelle, man. I like her because she rowdy and she hood and she all those things.
Yeah, that's true.
I like her. I'm rooting for her. She like the underdog.
So. I don't know who she's fighting, but I forgot. I think it's Tamar Braxton. I'll find out, though. They were fighting on Twitter.
We're going to look that up, too. We're going to find out sometime tonight. See who she riling with. We got some gossip. We got some, you know, what's in there. They got Benzino. Y'all know Benzino. Known for the Source takeover, magazine takeover. But especially known for his role in Love and Hip Hop. Atlanta.
They dissed the homie, man.
They dissed the homie. Benzino is just an old looking. He looks old. He's trying to be
young.
But
he's not a young dude, man.
But he's
trying to be. You don't gotta be trying,
though.
I don't see Benzino trying to be young. Benzino doesn't seem like he's trying to be young. He's in the hip hop. He's dressed as like hip hop.
Yeah. He just seems like he's trying to be still young. If you're at work, please try not to holler. They say you're going to want to holler. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Ray Benzino, fully unclothed, bathroom. Bathroom leak, why would you take a picture of it? Come on. The folks at Baller Alert hipped us to something that will have you in a real life tears rolling to the ground. Benzino is without question the sultan of Soulfire. We can only imagine that the media library and his phone is filled with mirror pics of himself flexing his muscles at various ages over the years. I can see that. Sadly, Benzino has taken his obsession with himself a little too far this time. And by too far, we mean this ninja is snapping pics of his flaccid, his junky, chunky ass bathroom. Ew. And then he got a nasty bathroom. I'm going to flip through these pics so I can tell you everything.
I don't want to see them.
No word as to which distraught, traumatized woman was on the receiver end of Ray Ray's raunchy little text. But she is certainly in our thoughts and prayers. She blew him up, though.
Yeah, I don't need to see the pictures. That's Benzino business. Benzino, Anthony Weiner, those guys got a club of their own. You know, that's a new club that's out. Tweet yourself naked.
Yeah.
If you're a star, I advise you not to tweet yourself naked. If you're a star, I advise you.
Why? You're right, because they are so.
If you're a star, I advise you not to.
Because you're right. You're in the spotlight. Why would you do that?
And don't let them say you have a 3-inch penis. That's not going to help be a sex symbol.
And then you Benzino. You're not really a sex symbol at this anyway.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, maybe the girl that did that is foul. You're foul, shorty.
Foul. They do that to every star. Every
you know,
star.
She got some money on the homie.
Listen,
she's foul.
Every star got
to. He probably looked out for her.
Every star got a pick out there, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
Everyone.
That's a pick the brother wish he could take
you
back.
You start to get up there, you got a pitch out there. You know what? I'm going to tell you real talk. Somebody has your picture anyway because you done did that before. Whoever done did it before.
I don't know. She might come up missing. No. Don't say nothing.
Why?
What was that? What was that other joint you just breezed through?
Let's see. Chad Ochocinco?
No.
We gonna skip Chad? We gonna move on to?
Oh no, that we can't see that one right yet.
It's a video, but we gonna get into this. See, Chad Ochocinco finally gets over ex boo thing Evelyn.
How we know that?
I'm kind of tired of
how do you know if he got over her? Like, what did he do? Did he come and tell you
he
got over?
Or
because he's banging something else? So, you know,
Chad,
what is that?
Chad Johnson says he's over Evelyn. On the first episode of Bachelor Wife, Evelyn put Chad on blast for meeting with Birds 18. Evelyn saying recently told Chad on Twitter he plucked up. I don't want to curse. I should let it roll.
Been cursing. Cursed
bad
earlier.
By chopping down those birds behind Evelyn's back. I mean, what she expected from Ocho Cinco? Real talk. She was already having problems with him in the show flirting with somebody. Remember that? He was having lunch with the lady.
He's just having lunch.
Yeah.
He's having lunch. Suppose he was just having lunch, though.
Yo, I don't think no male should be just sitting there chilling with a female having lunch if you got a woman. I don't care. If it's not family. And if the female ain't with somebody in your family, y'all not just... I don't see.
Well,
you and your homegirl,
y'all...
It
should be a non-fucking whatever she used to say. What was that thing she used to say?
Non-fucking factor.
It should be a non-fucking... It should be a non-factor, honey. Why was it a non-factor that Chad was having lunch? Why was it a non-factor that Chad was chopping down? I'm pretty sure Evelyn was chilling with somebody else. They ain't showed them when they was going to the script clubs. Probably took the cameras off that one.
We got a little bit of sports news. We got Allen Iverson.
They cut off, what's her name, too? Royce.
Royce?
They chopped these with her.
Royce.
Yeah, they chopped that. And also in Love and Hip Hop, they chopped, they saying that Consequence and...
Oh, yeah, they chopped.
They chopping them.
They didn't want that white girl, black guy story. You know what I'm saying? They really didn't want
well,
that.
Well, it was a real deep story because it was a Jewish girl and a Muslim guy.
That's why they cut it.
They must have got threats from both sides.
That's why they cut it.
You keep them on there one more time, ladies.
I'm cutting this shit off.
You're off there.
Ivan Allison will go down as one of the greatest NBA point guards of all time. However... The conclusion of his career did not go as anyone would have planned.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him and Marbury. I didn't think they were going to go out like they did.
And when they say Marbury is across, you know, overseas doing his thing, I don't know.
Hopefully.
I don't know.
But Iverson, you know, he just, wow.
Iverson, man, he really, yo,
he
was
set
a
off
man.
The crossover, he took the crossover to another level. He set it where kids is ready to dress, and he set the whole trend, the braids in the hair, the whole little the way dudes dress to make, when you're on the court, fashionable now.
And in the front, he was really the man for his little short period of time. You know what I'm saying? Allen Iverson is prepared to officially announce his retirement from NBA.
Where he was playing.
In the coming days, a source close to the native of Virginia told, you know, a magazine, Iverson, 38, played his last professional basketball in Turkey in 2011. Before that, he appeared in his final NBA game as a member of the Philadelphia 76ers in 2010. When he last spoke publicly at the Sixers game on March 30th, Iverson answered a question about continuing his career by saying, my number one goal is trying to accomplish to be the best dad that I can. And if basketball is in my near future, then God will make that happen. But if not, I had a great ride, and I've done a lot of special things that a lot of guys have not been able to accomplish, and people thought I couldn't accomplish.
I would have thought he retired in Greece and Turkey or something like that. But you know what? He retired playing ball. You know, he's making money playing ball, and that's what he loved to do, and that's what he loved to do. And if you want to go be a great dad, go there, Allen. Do what you got to do. Nothing wrong with being a great dad. You're all trying to be better dads. All of us.
Yeah, of course. Definitely. But it's just, he got a crazy fall, man. He was a man, had his sneakers, you know. He was a dude. What was his down for? He, the child support, one.
I mean, well, you know, I don't know what happened on the court. He had an injury one time. I don't know if that was it, but, you know, getting traded and things,
because,
you know.
Because of his cockiness, though. He was going
I don't say it was cockiness.
Didn't he attack his own? That wasn't him. Right?
I mean, you
that
know, sometimes
Speedwell,
you don't get along with your Speedwell. It was crazy. But, you know, Speedwell choked a couple coaches. But he choked, you know, say, you know, he had beef with a few coaches. Yeah, you know. But one coach, he really choked. And, but I'm just saying, AI was, you know, sometimes you don't get along with coaches, and sometimes coaches get players that they really don't want, and they don't play them, and they break them down. I don't know if that was an Allen Iverson careers, but some people said that at a couple of times. He didn't like playing for one of the coaches he was playing for and one of the teams he was playing for. All I got to do is say Allen Iverson set off a trend in basketball, definitely in New York City basketball and Philadelphia and East Coast basketball. He did things and he made kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he came to New York City, played in the Rucker, he played different, you know, he did his thing, came, you know, the city, played all, you know, played against Knicks, and, you know, just to see Allen Iverson was something great. So,
yeah.
Fortunate to see him in the All-Star game one time.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. He damn sure had it going on. It just, his career was so fast, though.
Fast, yeah. But there's some guys that's been faster. Nowadays, NBA's ain't like a lot of guys used to do it. You know, some of the guys that was half-assed in NBA last 12, 13 years. Nowadays, man, they ship you out. Trade you, ship you. A couple of trades, you're gone.
Yeah, they used to work harder in basketball than they do now. All right, we got the story for you, K. Michelle and Tamar Braxton.
Told you.
Tamar Braxton. Now, K. Michelle with Belly of Soul album dropped Tuesday, but not without things getting a little hairy. It is all started with the tweet from Tamar, who happened to spot something familiar on K. Michelle's head. What the hell she said on her head? Let's go. Let's continue. K. Michelle, man, she is such a live wire. Tamar is my little punk too. All right, come on, let's go read the tweet. You didn't lose your wig, Kermit snatched it. Oh, K. Michelle said that to Tamar. K. Michelle, rebel against Muppets going wild, no shade. Rebel against lip syncing and buying your own singles.
I don't know.
She ain't Tamar buying her own singles, and she lip syncing.
I don't know. She's a Braxton. They all can sing, though.
If she can sing, that's for sure.
Braxton can sing. You can sing, K. Nicole. I'm sorry.
I can sing.
K. Michelle, you can't sing. But K. Michelle, who do you think sing better between them?
Yeah, of course, Tamar.
Tamar sing better than K. Michelle.
Yeah, Tamar.
So, I don't know what you're saying there.
K. Michelle, I'm in a positive place, but I ain't no punk. Don't come for a G. Now let me go to the boys and girls club and talk to the kids.
About how to curse out a man. How to curse out a man and be mad with a man.
I was trying to see what the heck Tamar said to her to light it up in the first place. He's good.
Tamar,
I really want to thank all of my Tamar Titan friends. Tamarians friends.
Mm-hmm.
For being here for me always. For sticking up to the bullies, liars, and haters. Alright, you just hit her with that. Hit her with the, yeah.
You're a bully.
You're a whack, bitch. Tamar done made it. She done got real streamy. She getting her play now. K. Michelle, you up there, but you ain't get to Tamar level.
She's getting centric play. Tamar can be people. It's a different.
It is different. Tamar, you already know, boo, you getting it. But K. Michelle, look, I'm your fan too, but you ain't out on one of the brackets.
Yeah, she's getting centric played.
You can't call her no lip singer. That's crazy.
K Michelle is getting centric play, MTV2 play, if that's, you know, R&B side, the box, you know. Tamar right now getting BET play, MTV1 play.
What you think about the Kendrick Lamar? Woo, he done stepped the whole rap game to another level.
I'm going to have a show on all the songs that's responded to that. I'm about to throw a song. About to have about 20 songs that responded to Kendrick Lamar. Crazy is that nobody's mad at him. A lot of guys is happy that he, in their lyrics, that he did it. And they saying the same thing back to him. Listen, we love you. We ain't mad at you. You're doing your thing. But we're going to kill you now.
Yeah.
So it's going to be pretty good.
I mean, what you can you say, yo? He came and kicked it. Like, it wasn't really...
He called out Jigga.
He didn't call out Jigga.
Jigga's in there.
He called it. He said he one of the best MCs up there with
you
him.
Didn't know the names he said?
He said, you going to be looking for the best MCs.
You just hear the song
Kendrick
Control?
Kendrick Lamar. Yes, I heard it. Kendrick Lamar, Jigga, and Nas. I heard it.
But he also said, I love you guys.
He started saying
but I'm
next group of people he was talking about, he started saying those next group...
You
it's
just always protect Jay-Z. He's going to get
the
battle.
Yeah, but I want
too.
You to hear the song and explain it right. Like, you're not saying the right thing.
He's going to battle Jay-Z, too.
He can battle him, but that's not what the song says.
I'm not saying he's going to beat Jay-Z, but he's going to... Jay-Z
what?
Is going to come out and say something. I want him to battle Jay-Z, all right?
Yeah, you just a Jay-Z
I want
hater.
I'm not a Jay-Z
that's
hater.
A
I want to see Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar battle. I think that would be a good battle.
I think that would be a good battle.
I think that would be a good battle. That would be something good for hip-hop.
I think it would, too.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think he would beat Jay-Z, but I would like to see him make Jay-Z step up a notch. Jay-Z with these guys out here now, he doesn't have to step up.
Yeah.
You know? Jay-Z came out, stepped up full two notch. Don't get me wrong, Open Letter, I like Open Letter. I like that one.
So what's up with,
especially when he went to Cuba at the same time, which I think Open Letter, that made Open Letter even hotter. But that's what I like off that album.
Look at this picture. They got a picture of a baby up here. Who do you think that baby is? You
what
see
baby?
His whole face.
Drake baby?
It's gotta be. I think he had that picture on one of his albums, but that looked just like he got the same exact face from a baby.
Baby Drake?
That's crazy.
They said 15 years Kanye Williams' his own reputation.
15 you know, ways Kanye West ruined his own.
But let me tell you something. Kanye ruined his own reputation by, because you know he said he don't want to be an American Idol because he thinks it's going to ruin his reputation.
Yeah, that did. Ruined your reputation. Just saying something stupid like that.
Well, fuck. I think Kanye is already mainstream. I think he's off. I think he doesn't realize he's already mainstream.
He don't want to street credibility.
I think he already did that. I mean, I'm not saying that. I mean, that's what street he's talking about. Maybe the streets of London, he's still street, but I don't know. I mean, like...
No, I feel like punching him. I can reach out.
But, I mean, you know, you mainstream, Jack. Let me tell you what made him mainstream he don't even realize. He made another statement where he think that Kim Kardashian should sell high-end clothes and drop her line that she got going in the other store, you know? She got another line that's affordable for women that her weight. And he think he should drop that line and go and get down with somebody else and make it like a real expensive high-end line. So that right there, that statement that you made took your street credibility right there away.
That right there. Why
I mean, you
she
forgot you made.
Real,
yeah, you
Kanye,
know, she...
You can't make none affordable. You see Kanye West sneakers. I mean, ain't too many people got too many of them either.
I mean, I don't see myself wearing them. They only like to play no ball in them.
I just know ain't too many people got them.
I mean, they look like you gotta have tight pants for them to be popping. I can't. I'm old school Harlem. I can't rock that, man. You know what I mean?
I just know
that. Puma, Shelto, Adidas, Jordan.
Really
that's what
Kanye
I mean. I mean, it may be some cats out there.
I just wish Kanye West
them.
Get off of his planet.
His joints look like shoe sneakers. Like boot shoe sneakers.
Yeah.
You know?
He need to get off his planet.
Yeah, I need some.
While,
he got
to
make some. You know, I guess he making stage shoes. He probably the first rapper making shoes that you could be on the stage with. Because they probably look nice to perform in.
Performance shoes
for wrestlers. You know? Now, I got to say, if he was doing that, that would be fly. Like, you know, these are the type of shoes you go on the stage. This is my line, is that you go on the stage. You could rock the house, run across the stage, and do all kinds of stuff.
And be safe.
And be safe. You won't fall. Or, you know, if you step on the mic cord, it's protection.
You won't get electrocuted,
you know. Now, if he's saying that, but the way, you know, when you make sneakers, they got Des Doc Carter, they had a nice look to them. You know, like, they had a nice look to them that, you know, you rocked them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They had that Bally, that Steve Madden, you know what I mean? They had a little different type of look to them, even though they didn't really rock that fast. Because, you know, it's hard to wear rapper sneakers.
Yeah, it's hard to wear. Unless it's,
you know,
because
that making you groupie. You groupie of the year. You know, a lot of dudes had the G Unit joints on, and they was getting called out in the basketball tournament. They were going, you know, dudes was going to basketball tournaments in a G Unit shirt, and dudes like 50's head in the building, and guys like, I can't wear this, man. I'm looking like groupie number 9. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you be super groupie.
That is messed up.
You don't want to be super groupie. You do not want to be super groovy. When you wear rap dude sneakers, I'm telling you, you super groovy doopy.
I can feel that though.
You know, you be looking like a real fan.
What if the rapper brought out some little sneakers that was the joint back in the day?
Dame Dash brought out Pro Cats. Cats was wearing them for a while.
Yeah, but he changed his style. He messed them up.
He did one thing. He put that Skippy cut in them. I don't know why he did that. That, you know, that was Dame. You from Harlem. You know that little cut in the front that you put in some of them was made them Skippies. You pulled that, had a real Pro Cat front. And they made them with that's it. Try to make them for, like, you know, the new days, whatever. But that turned them into Skippies.
I don't know. He changed them up.
If he had left them old Pro Cat style. See, he had some 69ers that was hot. If he would have got, you know, he had to get, but, you know, he should have just elaborated. But I think maybe, you never know, he may come back out with it. But Pro Cats used to go, you know, he
still got Pro Cats?
I don't know. I haven't seen a pair of Pro Cats, nothing new, no new design Pro Cats. I have seen Pony trying to make a new design.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and Converse.
Pony.
You know. Back in the days, man, kids is lucky because they don't. They parents do not have an option to buy Skippies. Skippies now is a $50 pair of New Balance.
Yeah, that's Skippies, real cool.
And back in the days, New Balance was an expensive pair of sneakers. I'm saying New Balance. Only the white people wore New Balance. You can see the white people with them back in the day. You like, what they got, the sneakers with the N on them?
And they got all the colors.
Yeah, all the colors. They looked like they was jogging. I mean, you know, back in the 70s, 80s, only they was everybody wasn't wearing them. You know, but was had Pumas. Shell toes. Top 10 Adidas. British brothers wore shoes a lot.
Yeah, I was like gangsters in shoes back in the day.
Brothers would take off their shoes and fight. Take off their shoes and play ball. Be out there with dress socks playing ball. Some of the gangsters.
And their shoes and their dress socks?
Shoes and dress socks and slacks and or gabardines or shark skin. Suede fronts. Double knit shirts, weed suits, leisure suits.
Yo, the crazy thing is.
Tiger suit. If you had a Tiger suit, you know, when you was broke like me, that you had a Tiger suit, that was the Tiger. Mm-hmm. When you had money, you had a Lacoste. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And,
you was broke, you had the Tiger.
You had a Tiger, you had a little Tiger. You know what I'm saying? You had the Tiger on your joint. When you was happy, when you sport your Tiger proudly, you know what I'm saying? And then you don't want to be lower than a Tiger because they had joints with like a turtle. Those were the real imitation ones. Mom's come home with a shirt with a turtle on it. He's like, wow, what the hell? Got like a turtle or a little bunny rabbit. They started having.
Oh my God, that sounds funny.
They started having levels. You know, I had the fake joints. It's like, you know.
Put a fish on
let me tell you something. Even British Walker, they had British Knights and British Players. They said British Walkers make it matter. They had all the fake joints, make them look a little bit like them, but they'd be fake. And dudes would call you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. Kids don't have it like that. It ain't like that. I remember. I didn't even know I was broke. We were just broke and happy.
When the last time you heard somebody say, I'm taking my kid to Buster Brown?
They even got Buster Brown anymore?
Buster Brown used to be like a special trip to go when you take your kid. It was like, it was special to go bust the pound and take your kid for the first time to get a measure of the foot. They get a lollipop, the little bag, get your favorite first shoe. They don't do that no more. They go to China Man and get, how much you got? Let me go. I got the new Jordan. You know, the measure the feet. What's the size? You pull the know the size when the baby born now. You know what I mean? But you get the size one time, you pull the keep up with it as you go along, you know? Yeah, it's the same thing.
Crazy, though. Buster Browns is for everybody. It's crazy. There's no more Buster Brown.
Get your birthday shoes from Buster Brown. Get your first walking shoes from Buster Brown. Get your Easter shoes from Buster Brown. Get your first church shoes from Buster Brown.
Ooh,
if you had to get a funeral, sorry to save you little, your mama took you to Buster Brown. Buster Brown had the nice commercial. They had the big commercial. There was something to look forward to. Buster Brown on 125th Street used to be crowded.
Let me ask you something. Do you think kids nowadays got play clothes?
They too fresh to have play clothes. Yeah. They play clothes cost $700.
Remember back in the day, you had to come upstairs, take off my clothes that I wore for school. That was my decent clothes, and then put on my little...
Some kids is bums nowadays because they spend all their money on games. I'm going to tell you something. There's a whole generation that wear basketball shorts and t-shirts and a knapsack on their back. There's a whole generation of kids that do that. And they play mat, and the only thing that costs money is their sneakers. The only thing that costs money is the pair of sneakers they got on their feet. They might have a brand new, fresh pair of sneakers, a basketball shirt, a knapsack on their knapsack, some basketball shorts, a brand new hat, some socks that cost like $14.
Mm-hmm.
Some kids don't even play basketball, and they got the socks that cost $14. Like, I'm saying, like, shorty, what are you doing wearing them if you're not playing ball? Like,
man, they look hot.
You mean hot like nice or just hot like
hot?
Hot.
Like they're hot on your feet.
They're supposed to absorb the sweat and,
that's
you know.
That's what you guys playing this for. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's supposed to do something and give you a better leverage or something. I don't know. Something that they cockamamie scheme. You know, they always tell you, oh, you could jump higher. You know what I'm saying? These kids come out to my son, you know, dad, I need to get some socks. So, how much they cost? You know, you think of socks come in a pack. $10. It's $14. Oh, they $14. All right, they might cost a little more. One sock. One pair of socks. Yes? Hold up. Where the other ones? Nah, this is it, man. $14. $14 for one sock, dog. Got the little...
Stu said it's funny, man. Stu went gave him $250, $300. That boy came back with a shirt and a hat. I couldn't believe it.
That's it.
If you ain't see a father go crazy, that is the day. That was funny.
I've never seen that in my life. And actually spent, that's all he brought with $250 and had no change. The hat was like $75 or $85. It was a championship hat, star, whatever the hell. And I don't even see the hat now. And the other thing, the shirt made no sense. It was a t-shirt that costed about $1 something.
Crazy. I mean, it's crazy because once you done spill something on that t-shirt, it's a wrap. These kids is spoiling you, man. We got $100 to spend.
Yo, $250, I can get sneakers, pants, shirt, have a little bit of money for my bud and a little bit of something to sip on, and I might
can
jump in the cab and go somewhere.
Even on a grown man, $250, you could get you at least an outfit with two shirts, 10 sneakers. And you still got some money left.
Let me tell you something, man. Here, real talk.
I could spend
a little dude.
I have two pair of sneakers.
A girl can get a whole with $250. She can get a whole outfit for the summer. They go to certain stores. They spandex all summer.
I have at least two outfits. Straight
some
up,
girls
two
take for $250 and
two
buy every
shoes,
color spandex they've made in America.
Skip
you know
$4.
That, right? Some girls take $250 and buy every spandex they made in America.
There you go.
Every spandex. Then they go get the slippers to go with every color spandex. 99 cent slippers to go with every spandex. Might get one good pair of shoes to go out, but the 99 pair of slippers to go with the spandex. The cheap belt to go with every spandex. Because, you know, you don't even need a belt with spandex. But they put a belt on the spandex anyway. And then they go buy a cheap shirt.
They got the belt on the spandex.
So,
oh man,
girls can go down. Now, real dude for real, all right, like me, I like Pele Pele, Mark Cannon, you know what I'm saying, Levi, you know what I'm saying? I like True Religion if somebody buying from me. You know what I'm saying? But I don't like them if I gotta buy them, you know what I'm saying? Well, if I'm getting something for free, I like all those jeans, mm-hmm. You know, but if I gotta buy them, I don't think I'm passing Levi or maybe Pele Pele. You know, I'm a Harlem dude. Pele Pele is what we rock. Pele Pele make a lot of fly joints. So, I see this hot Pele Pele outfit. I'm going to get joints crushed. Crush, we did it. Get it right now. Joints crushed. Anyway,
they need to get through a
fucking. They need to give me an avocado, right? Well, they be looking out for me. You know, they do look out for me. I got, you know, they do. I'm getting closer. You know what I'm saying? Getting closer. Doing something with them, you know what I mean? But they, you know, I guess when the bigger I get, the more they give me, you know?
Yo, the one thing I hate about guys, man, guys can throw on a t-shirt every damn day and be good money, little shorts or a little pair of jeans, and be good money.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, that's it.
White tee, clean sneakers, nice hot pair of jeans, some jewelry on, haircut fresh.
That's
you
annoying.
Cool.
This is a shirt.
You know what I'm saying? Right, you know what? Boom, I get a black t-shirt today. With my black jeans, you know what I mean? With my black, da-da-da. You know, I get a blue t-shirt today, V-neck. Bang, you know what I'm saying?
You're
good, man.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Girls gonna wear some shit that look like a baby fucking bib, and they come outside some girl. I see girls, I mean, what the hell she got up?
She got a fucking
that I'm like, oh my God, some girls get crazy. Like these girls now with these thinking they can wear any color socks up to their thighs or knees, you know, this thing
they
wear.
That's amazing, those socks.
You know, it's like, all right.
The crazy thing is my daughter got those socks. My daughter's into that crazy stuff.
Looking like they're gonna play soccer or rugby.
I mean, these socks literally.
Do you know you're playing rugby?
They're
kinda cute, though. Let me ask you, do they know they playing rugby? Do they know they play? Do they know they rugby socks?
They're cute, but why do they need socks up to their thigh in the winter?
Well, all right, why they can't match? They be usually when you see a girl with those socks, she got they come in the craziest colors and usually don't go with the outfit that they got on. Or the sneakers.
That's because the girl be all thirsty to wear that shit.
Especially little girls. Little girls nowadays, they be colorful. Little girls, I don't care. I got them.
Well, we're going to get into some more music. Some more music. We're going to come back. We're going to chop it up some more. We got some more people to talk about, more gossip. Why not? You know what I'm saying? We right here on V-Stu Radio.
So,
Hump Wednesday.
I know what I'm going to do.
Hump Day.
What?
I got to play that commercial, man. I'm going to play that. I love that commercial. Tell me what time it is. Tell me what today is. Today is
Hump Wednesday.
Hump Day. Hump Wednesday.
I know what I'm going to play.
What you going to play?
But I want you to go fix the microphone back
there.
All right. And I'm about ready to play some nonstop music for us. We've been talking for a while.
Yeah, we get into that.
You know, we talk about these girls, what they... Baby bib shirts. So this is Big Stu Radio's DJ Big Stu. This is Volume 1 of Big Stu's K Nicole's Big Stu Radio Jams, Volume 1. Some of the jams we play on the show. Let's get into it, y'all. Ha 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 ha.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.
Yeah, in on the low.
Uh-huh.
I got this. It's coming.
Oh.
So natural.
To death way before your diapers. They hands out the side like they windshield wipers. Champ black diamond, no cap, y'all like us. Short visits like we out at Rikers. Tour A like shit, I call it Spider. Mic no cord, but I'm still up wired. Light is up, hold up your lighter. It's not ignited up, hold up your fire. Take me higher, blue 90K prior. Aspire to inspire, do whatever you desire. Provider get hired, that time goes brighter.
glider with fires, I feel like I'm Ghost Rider. Black Benz, white bitch, backside wider. Flyer, attire, make niggas retire. Four lanes, hydroplane, who's the driver? MC, that's me, thought you was wiser.
Walk through the door, winding and grinding on the floor. I ain't hold no more, cause my swagger off. I'm so for sure, dig it on the floor. I'm so for sure.
Never took the lid off. Summons in the bed, summons up lid off. Either for sale or blowing a nigga's wig off. Strength is in the numbers. One move, we all move. On the low, OT, moving that dog food. Is in the sweet, pissy drunk, they all new. Louis V, high top suede, they all blue. Shrooms in the thermal, the Uzi and turn. Playing the game like the rules don't concern. Bottles on the bottles, you don't move, they'll burn. Outsider, but I make moves internal. I don't do the slop, might hit the dice. It's all on me when the light hit the ice. If it ain't the ratchet, gotta be the knife. Mama say it's foolish, I say it's the life.
What? So I walk through the door, I'm winding and grinding on the floor. I ain't hold no more, cause my swagger off. I'm so for sure, dig it on the floor. I'm so for sure.
Money ain't about nothing. say she wanna kick, baby girl, stop front. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stunt. Now watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Watch me ride by. Money ain't about nothing. Say she wanna kick it, baby girl, start front. But every time I touch down, you be front. That's why every time you see me, baby, I'ma be stumped. Now watch me ride by. Hey, watch me ride by. Watch me ride by.
gotta change the rules. I paid my dues. They overcharge me. My redemption song. They call me Tony Marley. The loud abundant. These niggas redundant. I keep it a billy. They keep it a hundred. They find out the hard way that I'm not what they wanted. All my hips go yard. These niggas is funny. My complexion light. So is my tongue. Early birds get the worm. Your boy is so strong. Rats the trick. Bands the pop. Billy Jean chicks think that bands the pop. Morby said no dough. They ain't getting no dough. Trying to match up my eyes and lips with that photo. All the thugs is shooting. Hands is sagging. You could be the body in back of the empty wagon.
These niggas hating on me cause I'm
my Dutch, beef and broccoli, these niggas know what's up, I can run them up, but I just wanna fuck, they up on they hate, when they down on they love, these chickens don't clock, how y'all make a buck, you could be the one that's shooting or the one that duck, I like good gear, this is hood care, from my hair to my feet, boardroom to the street, acapella to the beat, everything's sewn up, blown up, young and you fucking with the grown up. Big Sue said dumb it down. I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Every word can be heard. The delivery so clean. Punchlines is mean. Stories is vivid. Either I seen it, I done it, I heard it, or I lived it. I lived it.
Going on down, the same ones you're calling, the one you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the courage to grow.
Was humble in the beginning, just riding around and I'm getting it.
Mindset like home, focus on my business, connected and committed, forever chasing that yikin. When it comes down to this paper, man, I'm true to my religion. LeBron to be my witness, on every angle I'm hitting. What's the use of playing the game if you ain't trying to be winning? With all the cash that I'm getting, it's starting to cloud my vision. Fast cars and these women make it hard to tend to my business. Can't afford to be slipping. These streets, you know, they type gritty. Smiling faces don't tell the truth, and jealous eyes ain't pretty. Just trying to gather my digits, but ain't no love in the city. Same dudes used to give me that, but now they eyes to get me. Yeah, I see them all lurking, greasy, grimy, and shitty. My habitat's a jungle, it's survival of the fittest. Gotta stay on my toes, can't tell a friend of foes. Reality, you're slipping fast, I need to grab a hold. It's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're calling, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes. I said, now, honey, murder me. That's what it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're calling, they're the ones you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the courage and growth. All I wanted was fortune, never cared about fame. Money closing them holes, you know the way that we bang. I'm a Harlem nigga, ain't got front, just trying to stay in my lane. But lately things done changed, niggas acting like strange. When I slide through, late at night, I can hear them whisper my name. See the hate in their eyes, can't stand to see your boy fly. So to the feds, they drop the dimes, can't wait to see your boy fry. Surrounded by all this friction, yeah, the plot's been thickening. This whole shit's about to break loose, and ain't no way for me to fix it. Guess it won't be long, I can feel it down in my bones. This beat survives and popping, yeah, the spares are tapping my phone. Dudes across that line, and it's all because of my shine. These hating fuckers, they mad as hell, cause their life ain't nothing like mine. But all that glitters ain't gold, and if the truth be told, what about your gain if in the end you stand to lose your soul?
Say it ain't easy, that life.
It's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're calling, they're the one you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes. I said, now, honey, murder me, and that's what it's all about. Don't get involved in this life unless you plan on going all out. The same ones you're calling, they're the one you trust the most. In the end, they'll be the ones who show the dirt your clothes.
DJ Hollywood, I think we got one, baby. Bands. Let go.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Feds watching, niggas watching. Motherfuck what they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfucker, they think. Bands a nigga pop heavy. Bad bitch, Holly Berry. Got shooters around me like extra heavy. With a nine nigga, what a Eagle Desi. Violating that 20 racks. Shooters right for your pillow at. Foreign cars, yeah, we pushing that. And them bad bitches, we used to that. Rollie on me, Versace on me. We popping bottles, got paper on me. Big stew, yeah, that's the homie. Young fresh, yeah, that's the roadie. 20 racks, 30 racks, 40 racks, my paper stack. Baby girl, she loving that. So every time she throw it back. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching, motherfuckers they think.
From the hood to the trap, where we at? Cop few balls, go a few stacks, make a rain no drizzle, shorty like that. Twerk that thing, girl, ass so fat. Shake that thing, girl, once it clap. Eye contact, gotta look it back. Put her in a whip, take out a trap. South Beach flow, let her relax. Rodeo drive, let her see them palm trees. That Cali Kush, she smoking that good weed. She upgraded, I'm one of the greatest. I got bands in my pocket, girl, I ain't nothing to play with.
I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching, niggas watching. Motherfuckers they think. I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watching.
Niggas watch it, motherfucker, they think I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watch it, niggas watch it, motherfucker, they think I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watch it, niggas watch it, motherfucker, they think I got bands all in my pocket. Cup full of that drink. Fans watch it, niggas watch it, motherfucker, they think.
That's my baby and I'm on it. Cause I be on her Facebook writing to every comment, checking on her statuses and liking every picture. But I swear, it's only like that cause I miss ya. But fuck the pictures on your wall, let's go to my crib, I got your pictures on my wall. She wants space, I scream wait, you don't understand my point of view. I'm your biggest fan girl, I'm more than just in love with you. If anything was perfect, she would be that. I sit and watch her hide her imperfections when I peek at her in her intimate moments. So I know every button I can press to get you into this moment. How I love is gonna get to your donut. But it's okay, you lock your crib, I break in and we call it role play. Love her to death, ain't no use in trying to fight it. Cause I swear
I'll trace her every step and show up uninvited. Just to
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair, run between your thighs, girl, I know you like it there.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. 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 Okay.
I can't lie. That's my baby and I'm on it. But she blocked me from Facebook so I can't see her comments. I can't check her statuses and I can't like her pictures. But it's cool cause I just follow her on Twitter. Yeah, I ain't that ordinary nigga. And it's kinda loving her, never let up. Shit, look at all the time I spend with her. I watch her while she's sleeping, I'll be gone before she gets up. Show me a loving that's this strong. Every moment of her life is like my favorite sitcom. Oh, and she the star of every show I see. She turn me on, I nearly calm when she approaching me. Reckless, I'm obsessed with making her my possession. Baby, I'm so addicted, I may need an intervention. I wait at the intersection for our lives to cross. So, bitch, I know your schedule like your shit is a talk. So let me
lay you on your back, run my fingers through your hair, run between your thighs, girl, I know you like it there. Your hair rests in my head, girl, I know you want your man. Kisses so lightly, baby, on your
face. Yeah. Okay, 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 okay.
Empire.
This is another Block Club DJ exclusive.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You acting like the shit I do don't faze ya. I guess you like the way that I take care. And you think every turn that's only fair. I can't resist the freak horror or a groupie. Especially when I'm high on that ooey. And when you mix that nouveau with some gooey, the combination makes me wanna do me. And you say you not often that concerned, but I know my shit's getting on your nerves. And inside of your heart it really burns. So if you let that something I deserve. See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. See, all I do is fuck around and play. You say the shit I do ain't really major. But what goes down, I know you unaware. I do it cause my love for you ain't there. Ain't nothing good that you could ever tell me. Ain't no dream in this world that you can sell me. You always pulling down my pants so you can smell me. And when you do that, then you know this is unhealthy. So baby, won't you go on your way? Girl, it's best you turn away. Cause you know I ain't gon' change. I know it hurts, but you were here one day.
By now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. Play.
I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with her. I'ma fuck around and
play.
All I'm gonna do is
play.
Girl, you fucking with her. Fuck all day, fuck all night. Make my bread, live my life.
Why would you want me if I?
Cause all I'm gonna do is
play.
See, by now I just don't know what to say. You're telling me don't worry, you okay. But I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play. And play. And play. You forgive me, then you go on with your day. See, I don't know what makes you wanna stay. Cause all I do is fuck around and play.
Play.
Robbie,
yo, right when I'm chilling with you. Smoking on hookah, sipping on booze.
Yeah. Baby.
That Clico, about to make a freak show. Me and you, Miami Beach, Delano.
Baby.
Baby, this is a little different. In the coupe, no top, down the ass skipping.
Baby.
Dancing. I'm flipping, throwing money all day, no intermission.
Baby.
And talk about what I be hitting, I'm chasing that kitten. This is good living.
Yeah.
Hit him from the back like a nigga be with him. When you see you on the app with a tight true religion.
Baby.
Hey,
does
he do it for you?
Does he do it, boss? Talk to me.
Does he trick on you? Does he make you feel?
off the hood real good. How you feel?
How you feel?
Picked you out the Cali where they only smoke real. That good speak icky, boo. Relax, chill.
Baby, let me do it for ya. When you spin it, does you step back in a joy?
Move that body around, move that body around, shake that bottom up and down.
wanna see you twerk. She say that she don't dance, man, that shit just ain't gon' work. Since I'm a new boy, they figure I'm a jerk. Shit, I just keep it real, you can get your feelings hurt. Down, down to 1-2s, got a party jumping like kangaroos. We ain't regular, we famous dudes, we both say me, y'all name's huge. Since I'm saying that's multiple, you got hoes in bed, we got hoes in pool. Yo, bitch, it's hot, so we keep it cool. Ain't working in our swimming pool, splash. Drop it down and bring it to the top. Spin around and make that booty pop. Twerking all night, I hope she never stop. Twerking to the theme song, twerking all night long. Twerk, 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 twerk.
It's the Block Movie.
Damn, keep on the run, I roll the chain.
like lightning. It's B-A-P, add a little hype spin. Spot a old bitch, bottom spot a low bitch. Shorty on the toes, on the flow. How I'm going and well, do what you do then. Keep this shit moving. Hoes like, how you doing? I just see like cooling. I leave that pussy drooling. She like, damn, you going 2 in 2 in 2 twins. So I ain't doing no choosing. Do what you gotta do. Cause if you snooze, you losing. I'm winning, I'm winning. The room keep on spinning. I'm juicing and tinning. Dip my dick with different women. I'm getting money, I'm going in. I'm like, damn, shawty gon' shake some hips.
Already, I ain't leading the street. Trap got a little nigga, get like me. Kid, don't flip, boys, you know why I eat. Wrist got my ice like a hockey ring. Turns to the games in the purple week. Man, I'm fitted with a purple drink. I so low, but they do not blink. All night grinding in a trap for a week. Bought my money, man, a nigga don't sleep. MOE, yeah, nigga, that's me. Slave to the block, kid, they see me on E. My fans is up, so they hating on me. Fuck y'all haters, it ain't nothing on me. Yeah.
Damn, I'm getting money, I'm going in. I'm like, damn, shawty gon' shake them hips.
Trying to put his hands on my mouth. I'm thinking, where's the fucking cop when you need him to be out? but I'm trying to fight back. But my mind is having doubts. I started screaming, hoping that the neighbors hear me yell out. I heard one shot, and right there,
yeah, mama,
I was out.
I got shot down. So how that jury gon' do me this way? So how that jury gon' do me this way? So how that jury gon' do me this way? Yeah, mama, I got shot down.
Does he look hurt?
So how that jury gon' do me this way?
I'm supposed to sleep in peace when I know this nigga guilty. In the heart of the jurors really know this nigga killed me. And the cops do too. In the box they tried to conceal me, but let time reveal me. People, they feel me. Don't you hear them chanting my name? Let God shield me. Zimmerman, Zimmerman. I'm like, listen, man, I'm alive. Trayvon Martin, know you remember, man. I be all in your dreams, dawg. In your mind, why you eating, dawg? You was lying, why you cheating, dawg? I'ma stay in your mind till your line start receding, dawg. Mommy and daddy, don't cry. Do me a favor, grab some tissue, dry your eye. Look up, it's your boy smiling down at you from the sky. And please, tell everyone in the family I said hi. God gave me his word. Thus I believe that justice will be served. So tell the people to chill if they get the urge. Cause the truth will emerge.
Mama, I got shot down. So how that jury gon' do me this way?
Another Block Club DJ exclusive.
Down. I keep my head up. When you get shook, you look down. Looking around, I smell a bit.
more money than we thinking alike. I got a gift, so I spit what I live, I write. Now if you go hit a chick, better hit it right, or you won't hit it twice. She won't spend the night. See if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. I'ma make it here, and I'ma take it anywhere. Ain't about money, shit, you ain't saying nothing. And while mine stay, we stay hustling. Feeling a rush, millions of clutch. God damn me, it's miles away, chasing my Dutch. Mr. Will Porter performing the clutch. Smoke my competition, roll them off in the dust. Do a lot of things, but a nigga never brag. This my time and this my swag. Too many suckers, not enough time. Why you give up yours, I'm going out for mine.
Got this stack game right, go bust your head.
Got the bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
I'm so on a busy, for sure I get busy. Got that New York swag like you can't run with me. Way out your area, flow so scarier. Sharp like terrier, more of a merrier. Run with the takeover, I'm like way over any expectation. So dedication, timing is everything. I'm so timely, limelight, rhyme tight. I'm so priceless, bang like Halo. Always on my J.O., put that work in, that's for certain. Haters is curtains, good night, see ya. Wouldn't wanna be a three strikes, I leave ya. Whole fam heavyweight, ain't nothing like here. Fans like light, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, my year. Get it, get it, yeah, make noise anywhere. Wanna know what it is, where it's at, I'm right here.
It's that game right,
go bust your head.
Got the bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Said I had to be Southern, but still New Yorkish. This what I'm saying, you can tell I'm important. Move from the block, now we up in the fortress. Vision too clear to ever be distorted. Rhyme so pouring, almost like you could snort it. All white fitted to the side, I sport it. This is a movement if you real support it. Don't try and fight it, might as well just forfeit.
Got this stack game right,
go bust your head.
Got the bottles lined up,
go bust your head.
Got the slide on the side,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
You sitting on chrome,
go bust your head.
Got your girl at home,
go bust your head.
Wildin' out for the night,
go bust your head.
Go ahead and bust your head,
go and bust your head.
Man, you only got one.
Yeah, S.E.E., nigga. It's that one shit. Yeah, what up, B-Rock? Yo, Top Money was good.
Hey, yo, Mills, roll that pope up.
Flex.
All for that money, that's why I came here. Got bricks of the dope and the cocaine here. From the top of the dawn, the clock alarm rings, yeah. Hot body is sleeping till you sneak downstairs. All for that chicken, a nigga trying to eat. He got beakers in the kitchen. A couple dirty pigeons got him sleeping in the kitchen. Graveyard shit, you pick a problem, so it's popping out that AR fence. Up when you sleep, put the fiends in the sleeper. Couple things in this life, either you wanted or needed. Eye of the dollar, you see it if you touch it, you keep it. Drying me, it's so deceiving. Same with Jesus. Wanting to feed the fam, got a trap every season. And probably clap it on me. By any means, not for meaning. This whole world's a warfare. You see it, fake. Trying to get it, it's like going through hell. Yeah.
All the money, gotta get that money right. Might go do well just to pay that price. Price of the warfare, everything ain't easy. And if you need that, better get it tonight. Go do them hell gates, hell gates, hell gates. Go do them hell gates, hell gates. Go for the warfare, everything ain't easy.
Body can body a nigga. Can you get rich? Big flips for cocaine runner, cause I was gifted. I try to work for waiting once a week to get paid. Ain't doing nothing but making me more weak as I age. Suddenly starving, I put my boots on, I grab the keys, I headed out. Niggas is hot, I see the D's, I pass by. Mad fly, holding my face down. No attention to me, I can't afford them to hate now. I get a call, I'm on my way, I just left out. Make sure the burners are straight before you step out. I'm getting gritty and I'm trying to control that. All I see is hell gates, that's what my soul at. Maybe I was shallow, should've listened to old cats. Maybe I'm just ready and niggas should fall back. Either way, I'm on the fucking top. Cause all I see is bitches and a bunch of guap.
All the money, gotta get that money right. Might go do well just to pay that price. Price of the warfare, everything ain't easy. And if you need that,
I'm in trouble. Fighting over them little problems, I was ready to rumble. Mom told me work relax, she prayed to God to be humble. I wasn't thinking all I wanted was my money to double. A lot of things ain't on my way, I ain't know how to handle it. Trying to be a man too fast in my allowance on cannabis. Late night, yeah, I was outside when people were scandalous. Money on my mind, but I didn't know how to manage it. I went from selling to dealing to spitting balls in the mic. I bought anything in my model, the shit that I saw in sight. Anything that I go through, it just make my mind right. So now I'm living it up with my team, the bond tight. I went through them hell gates and I paid that price. Cause I had a hard head and never took no advice.
All the money, gotta get that money right. Might go through hell just to pay that price. Guerrilla warfare, everything ain't easy. And if you need that, better get it tonight. Now you gon' do them hell gates, hell gates. You gon' do them hell gates, hell gates. Guerrilla warfare, everything ain't easy. And if you need that, better get it tonight. All the money, gotta get that money right. Guerrilla warfare, everything ain't easy, and if you need that, better get it tonight.
The harder, 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 harder. Hey. These Stu Radio jams right there.
Yes, yes. You always doing a damn sizzle. Oh God, I like that. I like that. I like that. Make sure y'all look out for that. Value one will be on. Let them know, Stu.
Yeah, dot piff. It'll be everywhere. I'm sorry. It'll be on Dot Piff, everything. This is 50. I'm going to get it on everything, everything. But you know I'm going to drop it on Dot Piff. Just like I'm dropping Badass Exclusives on Dot Piff next week. Will Porter will be on Dot Piff this week. Game Face. Check it out. Follow me on Twitter. You see the covers. Check us out, Beast Through Radio. Follow us on Twitter. We got love for everybody. Thank everybody for tuning in to another hot day of hump day.
Yeah.
Oh, yo. Make sure y'all tune in Friday night to K Nicole.
Yeah, man.
She's going to interview somebody who I got in trouble with. she's going to interview, I'm going to be there too, but she's going to interview Sarah Prynne Ward. Some of y'all who listen to the show might know Sarah Prynne Ward was on my show a while back, Thanksgiving. Actually, the Beef Stew Radio anniversary was Thanksgiving.
Right.
You can check it out. So you can check it out last Thanksgiving. Me and K Nicole was there too. I interviewed her. She's the one who had a little beef with Marilyn Manson. Mm-hmm. And our interview got a little controversy to the point lawyers and everybody called me up and hit me up and everything. Shout out to Natty Celebs. But yeah, you know, the part two version, you know, now I heard the charges just dropped. I heard a whole lot of things. She got a new album. She got some things going on. So we're going to do the part two version, but K. Nicole's going to do it because my attorney say due to the things of a nature and another, I may not be a pawn, but I could be there. But, you know, it is what it is.
Listen, make sure y'all tune in. It's going to be a hot interview. Sarah Prynne Ward, she's definitely going to let it all out. Know y'all Marilyn Manson fans?
Well, she's supposedly put it past her. She has a new life. We'll see.
Yeah, well, you know, she had to talk about the whole situation. Then we're going to get into her new life, of course.
Yeah, you know, but I know Kate Nicole's going to get nosy.
Ladies' night, y'all. Ladies' night, Friday.
So make sure that's a big show, big, big, big show, big, big, big show.
Friday, ladies' night. Y'all done made it halfway through. Just two more days to ladies' night.
Yes. Make sure you get out to the Showboat Classic if you're in New York. It's playoff time. Games are good. Games are crazy. Games are great. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you get out to the Showboat Classic, Port Richards Park in East Harlem, 108th Street and 3rd Avenue. If you get a chance, just make sure you pass by. It's, you know, stand on the fence. It's going down, people. It's going down. It's a phenomenon this year. People loving what's going down. Everybody loving what's going down. We loving what's going down.
That's right. Make sure y'all get out there and support the Showboat. You know, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, man. You know how Stu do it. Thursday.
Underground Showcase.
Underground Showcase.
I got some new joints for y'all. You know how I do. I preview a lot of new joints. I got some new joints for y'all. You never know who will stop by, too. So you never know what's going down.
You never, never know. You never know. You always got something special when you listen to the feature.
For sure.
Man, I want to thank y'all for another Hump Wednesday. Y'all tuned in with your girl.
Yep.
You know? Make sure y'all stay tuned in every night. Every night. got something for you right here.
Yeah, I got a brother that's going to be coming on for sure. I just want to shout out to Pretty Tony. I'm working on getting him on the show. We're talking. Pretty Tony's doing his thing out there.
Pretty Tony.
Pretty Tony got the joint.
Pretty Tony.
Yeah, he got a couple of joints out. So we're going to get into him. I'm not re-angling really him tonight, but I'm going to get him on the show. Anything you want to tell the people out there? Anything special going on? Any question you want them to answer?
We're going to let them summer and hump day, let them relax, get them play some new joints. Sue will definitely do it up tomorrow. I have something for us to talk about Friday, definitely.
What you have to talk about Friday?
Ah, it's a little surprise.
Well.
Maybe ask something weird. We can find out some weird. Big shout out to all of y'all out there listening, man. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for, the support. We love you right here on BC Radio.
Yeah, man. I'm going to get in to a young lady that definitely gave us a shout out. We'll get into Elia's Getting Real, no doubt. I also want to say good night. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow night. You know I'm going to have some joints on there.
I want to say good night to y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in to BC Radio.
Tune in Friday. It's exclusive, though.
Hump Day, Wednesday. But exactly, make sure y'all tune in to Friday. We got this exclusive
Sarah Prim Ward
interview. Right,
y'all know how she get down. Let's go.
Yeah.
Nigga, you can get it. Bitch, you can get it. I'm rolling in this club. Anybody can get it. You don't even know it. Oh, high class, nigga.
This shit sound crazy. This shit sound crazy.
Flash shit only.
Cannon.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 lane, you don't even know.
The cannon,
just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know.
That's back.
My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, hosts don't even pour it. Bets on song for it, button down, Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then ho, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a masterpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks game, fucking Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 lane, you don't even know. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out, but he stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Brickles all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know, your main nigga about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 pair of lane, you don't even know. Just have $1 million car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. Hey, we turned up every day, you don't even know. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know. We turn up in the club, you don't even know. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know. Hey.
Beat Suit.